I was wondering why they have a fire hydrant in the middle. I was like, yeah, just in case somebody's skateboard catches on fire. But then I realized, I guess it's something you're supposed to like ollie over, something that's part of the skate park.
They're off in the Kentucky Derby.
Interest of the greater good, we need to smoke a joint and calm down.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Ville Chillin' Podcast. This week, we are talking about skating in Kentucky and other extreme sports. Last week, we talked about professional wrestling. Went into a little bit about how popular wrestling was in the 90s and backyard wrestling, especially here in Kentucky and Louisville specifically. So we started thinking around that same time, what was really popular, really big, was extreme sports. Around that time, the skate park was just being created here in Louisville. Tony Hawk Pro Skater was everywhere. So we want to just kind of dive in on that, the history of extreme sports and skating here in Louisville. So.
Yeah, and so even with that, what kind of got us into it also, or made us think about it, was talking about Jackass, right? And
yes.
How a lot of them came from, like, a lot of it was intermingled, like, from the backyard wrestling or, you know, just the crazy stunts and how that, you know, obviously couples into the skating. Like, so many of the people involved in that kind of stuff was, you know, they were skaters, underground skaters.
Yeah, 100%. Like, if you look into, a lot of people don't know it, but Jackass started out kind of an offshoot of another brand, CKY, Can't Kill Yourself. It's a band, CKY. What they did was they promoted a lot of their music through videos where they did a lot of stunts similar to what eventually became Jackass, or, you know, the crew Jackass, but they promoted a lot of their shows with the skateboarding. So a lot of their music they would make music videos with really cool tricks, people doing stuff just like insane stunts on skateboards and whatever else. And that's how they got their music around, really underground, like trading scenes. Like, it wasn't really big yet until it got real popular with, of course, like Tony Hawk Pro Skater and mm-hmm. eventually Jackass.
Yeah, so I just thought it was kind of interesting how all that comes together. And then skating in Louisville has actually obviously been around for quite a while, but, you know, same time frame as all of that, I guess you have the creation of the David Armstrong Extreme Park here in Louisville, right?
Yeah, it was perfect time. I guess it was created 2002, and at that point, you know, they already, skating was probably about as big as it's been. You know, it was probably similar to wrestling. I think they both kind of hit a really big peak in the 80s. Then took like a bump, and then late 90s, early 2000, it just like hit another resurgence. Like, that's, I wouldn't consider myself the best skateboarder, even, you know, the biggest skateboarding fans, but, you know, at first I started out with like a little Walmart board, and then once I started going downtown, they had all the little skate shops around there, and you could get like a little used deck for like $5-$10. Get some used trucks and you was good to go. You ever do any kind of skateboarding there?
No, I probably got on a skateboard like twice. I had one when I was a kid, but I was probably just too afraid of like breaking a bone, to be honest. Like, wasn't my jam.
Just like wrestling, dude, just tuck your neck.
Yeah, that worked out really well for Jack,
right?
But yeah, so like you kind of mentioned, the David Armstrong Extreme Park was built in 2002. It actually used to be called the Louisville Extreme Park. It ended up taking on the name David Extreme Park, or David Armstrong Extreme Park, when they did some renovations. Kind of ended up dedicating it to the old Louisville mayor, David Armstrong.
They've made it more extreme. It didn't have that street art before, dude.
Well, and I think it was acquired and built under, like, his mayoral run in office, right? I think
you,
so.
I think you're 100% right. I remember you mentioned that during one of the other shows. I guess he had a lot of initiatives going on as far as 4th Street and the Extreme Park around the same time. So it is fitting that they rename it, you know, David Armstrong, I guess.
So it's a pretty big park. It's like 40,000 square feet, 24-foot full pipe. You see all kinds of different extreme sports there too. You don't just see skating. You do see a lot of bikes, scooters. I mean, you know, rollerblades, anything people want to do crazy stunts on.
I don't know if it's allowed, but I do remember seeing somebody there with like one of those like gas powered RC cars. It was awesome, dude. It was, it probably
would be
went
cool.
50. No exaggeration. At least 20 to 30 feet in the air, dude.
Like, I believe easy. It, man. Those things are crazy. That's something I could get behind. Dude, I could do that. Awesome. But it's a really cool location, too, because it's right at the Waterfront Park, Slugger Field, and it's like right there next to so many things on Franklin Street. It used to be open 24 hours a day. So we're looking at the LouisvilleKentucky.gov website for David Armstrong Extreme Park. And it still says the park is open 24 hours a day. But as of last year, 2023, they ended up putting a time cutoff of 11 p.m. It's open 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. now.
So, you know, Louisville.gov, Aaron just corrected your website. No charge.
Well, I can't fix the website. It still says that. But I'm at least letting people know that, you know.
The next correction is going to cost, though.
Oh, man.
What's the email? I'm going to send them an invoice.
But, yeah, the park opened April 5th, 2002, and it gained national recognition after the release of Tony Hawk's gigantic skate park tour, because the park was featured on that. There was apparently a task force created to like, kind of build the park and figure it out. But we mentioned the renovations back when it was Louisville Extreme Park. In 2014, about a third of the park was demolished to be followed by the rebuilding of facilities on a adjacent property to make way for flyover ramps to support the new Abraham Lincoln Bridge. The rebuild was completed in 2015, and that's when it was dedicated to former Louisville Mayor David Armstrong. So. It's been around for a long time. A lot of history, pretty good history around it. It's most known for the 24-foot full pipe, but it has two 11-foot bowls, two 8-foot bowls, two 4-foot bowls, and a 6-foot bowl. Fun boxes, street course, 6-foot flat bank, ledges, rails, and it's endless lines. So 12-foot wooden vert ramp with a 13-foot extension. And it does have restrooms, so that's a plus.
Hey.
And emergency telephones.
Man, I remember back in the day, it seems like there was a button. Like, if there was emergencies, all you had to do was just press, like, a red button, and there'd be, like, emergency services.
I believe it.
Well, and especially, that's one thing, when the park was first created, there was actually a kid who visited from out of town, and the poor kid, he went over one of the ramps into the other end. Like, he just kept going. I want to say it was on a scooter. I'm not sure, but dude, like, ended up getting, like, a real bad brain injury. Actually, it was from one of those pools to the other one right there. And I think he came from, like, Tennessee. He was coming from Tennessee. So, like, that put a lot of a lot of spotlight on the park, and I think that's when they started installing those kind of extra measures as far as, like, if something like that happened, you can just press a button and EMS or whatever would be on the way. I don't know if they still have that, but...
Well, I guess, I assume that's what the emergency phones are for.
Okay, perfect.
But, yeah, that's crazy, dude. I can't imagine that, like, flying over... He flew a little too far, huh?
Yeah.
A little too close to the sun there, Icarus. Oh, man. That's crazy. But, yeah, so you can see just how big it is. It's a huge park. And I remember walking by it, like I was telling you earlier, you know, one year during Thunder, because we ended up parking right next to it. And it was packed. I imagine it's still packed today, like all the time. You know, it's pretty much the only park of its kind in the city. So people come from all over the place.
Yeah, and it used to be a lot bigger, you know, when I guess skating and extreme sports was bigger back in, you know, the early 2000s when it was created. There was skate shops. There was like 4 skate shops right around the park.
Mm-hmm.
There was the Basement, there was Riot, there's a couple, Axel, I want to say, or Axis, I forget the name. But it was really cool as a kid because you would, you know, I'd get it like on the little I'd get on the 6th Street bus, show up downtown, go to the skate park for a little bit, and then go to each one of the little skate shops. It was like little field trips going to each different one. So that's one way. A lot of those ones have moved. I think one of them moved across the bridge, and then a lot of them just closed. They just couldn't support it, you know, with over it and stuff.
Well, same with the parks, too. I don't know when they closed, but I remember, 2012, 2013, maybe. Riot Skate Park was a big deal. I remember people going to a Riot Skate Park, an indoor skate park here in Louisville. But we tried to look it up, and it looks like it's pretty much obsolete. I mean, their website's down. You can't find anything about it. So,
well, and at the time, I think it was like the only indoor skate park in the city too.
Yeah. So, definitely, the sports have definitely died off a little bit. But like everything, I'm sure it'll make a resurgence. And even then, the park is still there. And actually, we'll see later that a new one was just built, you know. So
yeah, so it's definitely still going. There's been music shows there here recently too. So, you know, we got
Belushi Speedball, yeah,
and Dee Dee, you know, like they're all,
yeah,
they're still rocking out. So I mean, with that, you get people that are maybe, you know, more into the music, and then they see, you know, the other people skating, they're like, well, I want to get into that. So it kind of,
yeah,
the scene definitely blends.
Yeah. And then when we ended up looking up Louisville skateboarding, moving on from that specific park, we ended up finding this website, findskatespots.com. And I'm sure there's a lot more than this around the city, but these are just ones people have decided to add. And there's 16 different results, most of them concentrated downtown, but then a few scattered around the city that people have posted up. But it's funny, kind of funny, because when I click on it, like the Jefferson College 6 stair hubba, it says bust level, go after hours only, which is entertaining. And then you pointed out that right at the top of the stairs here, where you can clearly see grind marks and stuff going on, it just says no trespassing, no skateboarding. So
they made a point, hey, make sure you go to this one after hours.
Yeah. Thought that was kind of funny. But there's, like I said, there's 16 different places, and this is a kind of a cool website if you're into it. I mean, again, gotta be pretty respectful, or try to be as respectful as possible of people's property. But I mean, there's all kinds of different rails and stairs and...
Oh, okay. So that one up there at the waterfront, Jaws Gap, is that what it... Go up a little bit. Where's it
at? Yeah, Jaws Gap 20 stair.
Yeah, that's one right at the waterfront. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, that looks pretty terrifying.
Yeah, that's...
Go nighttime only.
Yeah, you definitely got to tuck your neck on that one.
I imagine most of these are after hour spots, but thought it was interesting that it was like the first thing to pop up when I Googled Louisville skateboarding.
Yeah, that's awesome. I wish if they had that back in the day, it probably wouldn't end well.
There'd be a lot more than 16 results.
Yeah, it would have been like 16 on the street. People dropping in from my like garage or something.
You already know. And then, so back to skate parks you're actually allowed to skate at.
Right, like if you're not want to catch a charge or something.
Right. They actually just built one in Newburgh right off Indian Trail and Newburgh Road.
Nice.
It's in, what was it, Petersburg Park. And it looks pretty nice, too. I was surprised, you know, at how much they fit in here, considering the park doesn't look that big, like the park itself, you know what I mean?
They put a lot there, and, like, I'm over here trying to put, like, I was wondering why they have a fire hydrant in the middle. I was like, yeah, just in case somebody's skateboard catches on fire. But then I realized, I guess it's something you're supposed to, like, ollie over or something. It's part of the skate park.
Well, it very well could be both. There might have just been a fire hydrant there anyways, and they were like, hey, this kind of fits a skate park. Because who knows? You never know where there's going to be a fire, dude.
I mean, either way, like, if it isn't a real one, that could be bad, too. Like, somebody just... yeah. Cool, guys. Nope.
Oh, man. But this article says that it includes a quarter pipe, kicker ramp, grinding rail, and more. And again, if you are watching the YouTube video, we played a little video of it from the article at WDRB.com. So, pretty cool that the city is still expanding that side of things, you know, because not everybody can get downtown, right? So to have one kind of in at just a neighborhood park is pretty cool, and a good size one at that. Like I said, it's nowhere near 40,000 square feet, but it has something for the neighborhood kids to do and, you know, skate in, skate at, instead of, you know, church rails and school rails.
Respectfully.
And yeah, again, that's Petersburg Park, 5008 East Indian Trail. So 6 to 11, same hours as the downtown park. But then you were mentioning skate shops that used to be downtown around the skate park, right? And this was one of them. Tiny Skate Shop.
Yeah, so it looks like they just relocated, right? I think they just relocated right across the bridge in New Albany.
Yeah, they're in New Albany now, it says. I don't even know how to say that. Vicini's? Something. I don't know. It's in New Albany, if you look up.
It's Italian.
That would be like Vincenzo. If you look up Tiny Skate Shop, it'll be pretty much the first thing that comes up. And you said they have a little half pipe in there, right?
Yeah, they had it right by the Extreme Park, but then I guess whenever they relocated, I'm pretty sure they took it over there with them, so you can still go over there and, you know, skate while you're waiting for your replacement or something.
Yeah, so they got a lot, they got all kinds of stuff, really, from clothing to boards to anything you need, so... Not too many shops left either, like you said earlier. So it's cool that one right across the bridge.
And there's one that's really been here, kind of like them, you know, even before the Extreme Park, the Home Skate Shop.
Yes.
That one's been around forever. I want to say like mid, late 90s.
Right on Bargetown Road.
Yeah.
So, makes sense that they would persist through the years being on Bargetown Road, man. People still skate down Bargetown Road.
Right, yeah. That was kind of the spot before downtown had the Extreme Park. I know a lot of people who were actually kind of sponsored by them. So they would kind of help them get their gear and stuff, and then they would just make sure that they would promote, you know, Home Skate Shop whenever they would go to, like... different sessions and shows and things like that. So definitely a major staple in the skate community here.
I love these boards too.
And those ones are original ones too, I think, aren't they? Or do they look like it?
It kind of looked like it. It just says, oh no, it's, there's three different people here. The spring drop two from the let's say anti-hero, at Real Skateboards, and at Crooked. So there's a few different here. They just did a drop back in March, and they look pretty cool. But that first art style is really cool. Like the kind of like crayon drawing look almost. Mm-hmm. Pretty awesome. So yeah, those are pretty much the only two we really came up with. So if there's more, definitely let us know in the comments. We would love to kind of shout them out at some point too, because yeah, you know, definitely want to keep it alive, keep it going. I never skated personally, but I definitely grew up around skaters, hanging out with some skaters, and it just wasn't my thing. But definitely want to keep it going, make sure that the city keeps putting money into these things, because ultimately it gives kids something to be occupied on, something more creative and something active to do. Yeah. Versus get into trouble.
Yeah.
So yeah, with that, again, if you are watching the video, they have a home skate shop has an actual website too that you can order from, so you don't have to go to Bardstown Road. And they got boards, wheels, clothes, trucks, I'm sure, if I get far enough, but pretty much anything you need to get going, either get started or anything you might need to replace. And so yeah, make sure to just support the local businesses. We're all about that. But then if you're into skating or you know a skater or anything, definitely try to support these local places, because again, there's not too many left around here.
Yeah, they even have a event coming up here soon. They actually have some, they're going to have a fingerboarding contest. So if you guys, if you remember like the tech decks from back in the day, you know, little fingerboards, that's what it is. They're going to do that. I think they're going to have like little prizes or something. I don't know exactly, but they had it promoted. It was somewhere on there.
It's not on here for some reason, and it wasn't under the events, but I know you sent me the flyer or whatever. We'll throw it up into the video and post.
We'll definitely make sure we have that on there, so be looking out for that.
Yeah. That is something I had as well, with some tech decks. So
yeah, kind of funny.
I wasn't a skater, but I was a fingerboarder, I guess.
Hell yeah.
I couldn't do anything, but I had them.
Oh yeah.
So
that's how I got through third grade.
It was like pretty much either that or like toy cars. What do you get?
Yeah,
you
know? Like that was the original. What is fidget spinner?
Oh for yeah, real, yeah, like, exactly. You could just fit it in your pocket and just and go around stuff all over the place, and you could ride walls without getting in trouble.
Right.
So yeah, we definitely support it. We would love to see it keep growing. It's really awesome. They built that one at Petersburg Park last year. And hopefully it'll just lead to kind of a resurgence, because just kind of follows that theme of, you know, keep Louisville weird. Not that skating is weird, but anybody who skates, I think, understands what that means. Yeah. So Ear Ecstasy was a big thing then too. So it's just really cool.
You gotta be a certain kind of weird to take a dive down a 20-foot half pipe. Like, you can't.
24. Oh, no, it's a 24-foot full pipe, right? But yeah. Yeah. It's. Yeah. That's probably why I just gave up. I was like, yeah, I'm probably never going to do that. I don't have that level of. I don't know. I wouldn't be willing to do it. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. So I guess with that, unless you have anything else to add, my friend.
Nope. We be looking forward to. We are going to be talking about going to a little bit on the Pegasus Parade. Is that next week? And then
Thunder next week.
Thunder. Okay.
And then Pegasus Parade. And then
Happy 420. Okay.
Yeah. And then the 7 days of Derby.
Okay. So be looking out for that.
Yep. And I guess with that, we will catch y'all next time.
Yeah.
They're off in the Kentucky Derby.
Interest of the greater good. We need to smoke a joint and calm down.
You're falling to prove that I'm great. And if you keep talking jazz, I'm going to cut it to five.